This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, October 17th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the U.S. was successful in blocking a global fee on shipping emissions as an international maritime meeting adjourned today without adopting regulations. The world's largest maritime nations have been deliberating on adopting regs to move the shipping industry away from fossil fuels to slash emissions. U.S. President Donald Trump, Saudi Arabia, and other countries vowed to fight any global tax on shipping emissions. The U.S. had even threatened to retaliate if nations supported it. If the green shipping regulations were adopted, it would have been the first time a global fee was imposed on planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions. Most ships today run on heavy fuel oil that releases carbon dioxide and other pollutants as it's burned. Kurt Kevorek with the Clean Fuels Alliance America says the move could have provided billions of gallons of demand for renewable fuel.
We see the maritime industry as a great opportunity for growth in demand in a new market for our product. And the reason is because our fuel can drop right into a lot of these cargo vessels. Some of these cargo vessels are using the dirtiest fuel on the planet, bunker oil, essentially. Biodiesel is a drop-in replacement. And many of these cargo vessels have a lifespan of 50 years. It's not as if we're going to switch out an entire international cargo fleet with battery-powered vessels overnight. So there's a great opportunity here. And I would say with the decision at the IMO, you know, we're going to continue to push the use of our fuels on a voluntary basis with corporate entities who want to decarbonize or want an alternative, regardless of what their motivation is.
To other news, Kevorek says the renewable fuels industry is waiting on Washington to make some key decisions.
We've got a couple open comment periods right now with EPA, both on the volumes that they're proposing for 2026 and 2027 for biomass-based diesel, along with their proposal on how to address waived gallons when small refiners ask for exemptions from the program. The comment period for that closes at the end of October. Our understanding is that the administration has continued to place a priority on finalizing this rule, so our understanding is that at least for now, the team that is working on this proposal continues to work. That's positive. The fact of the matter is we're already way behind. This rulemaking should have been finished in November of 2025, but we're hopeful that notwithstanding this government shutdown, that this proposal can be finalized by the end of this year.
Kevorek says the renewable fuel industry could provide much needed financial assistance for farmers.
What we've try to convey to this administration, this EPA and this USDA, is that if you provide robust volumes, which they propose, so we're hoping that's what is finalized, along with resolving and accounting for these waived gallons from small refiner exemptions, you will send a strong signal to our industry and the farmers who support our industry that will deliver that robust economic activity, that will deliver that economic value to the soybean farmer, and will deliver national energy dominance.
He says the reallocation of small refinery exemption volumes has economic implications.
Without any reallocation, it's about a $7.5 billion hit to soybean farmers and soy processors. Out of a $43 billion crop, we're talking about $7.5 billion. So this underscores the importance that biomass-based diesel is delivering for a soybean farmer today. It supports about 10% of the value of that soybean.
Farmers and farm leaders are discussing a bridge assistance package using tariff revenue. Kevorek says the stroke of a pen from the White House would provide farmers relief.
Well, when you think about it, every dollar of value that we add is a dollar of value that USDA or some other farm program does not have to pick up the slack.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.